U.S. President Joe Biden and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin are sitting down for their first highly anticipated summit in Geneva in Switzerland. The talks come at a time when both sides describe relations as being at rock bottom. Let's hear the brief comments from the two men ahead of their talks getting underway, starting with Mr. Putin, who is speaking through an interpreter.
Still, the U.S. and Russian relations have a lot of issues accumulated that require the highest level meeting. And I hope that our meeting will be productive.
Well, thank you. As I said outside, I think it's always better to meet face to face.
Let's hear from our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Hiya, Tony. Both leaders have arrived. Set the scene for us.
Yeah, I mean, the scene is very elegant. It's a Villa Lagrange, which is a mansion on 30 acres overlooking Lake Geneva. Its symmetrical design apparently suits this kind of meeting because it allows both delegations to have the same amount of space ahead of the meeting. But beyond those kind of optics, expectations really are pretty low for any breakthrough in relations between both sides, and they are at their worst condition since perhaps 2012, 2014, certainly since the invasion and annexation of Crimea and the ongoing problems in Ukraine and Russia's support of the Assad regime in Syria. And then, of course, the involvement in the US elections in 2016 and last year. Those are all, I suppose, milestones in the deterioration of relations between both sides. So we're not really expecting any major breakthroughs today.
What are they going to talk about?
Well, they're going to talk for quite a long time. It's going to be a 4 or 5 hour meeting, and there aren't any scheduled meal breaks. One US official saying they will not be breaking bread, nor will they have a joint news conference afterwards. Where they could make some progress would be on nuclear arms limitation. There is work ongoing on a new START treaty, which limits strategic nuclear weapons. But beyond that, there isn't really any major expectation for a meeting of minds. I mean, clearly, the US administration, Joe Biden, believes that the Putin regime is running a pseudo-democracy which assassinates or tries to assassinate political opponents, which tries to destabilize countries in its near neighborhood, and which has used nefarious means to try and undermine American democracy and sow division along racial and political lines in the United States through cyber security hacks and trying to influence the political landscape in America. And these are all issues which Joe Biden feels very strongly about. For his part, Vladimir Putin has said he's not responsible for those, that those, there's no proof and so on. So they're not coming at this meeting from any kind of shared perspective as to how they could solve their problems.
Tony, thank you. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Back home, the